The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, a lake in County Roscommon has more than doubled in size since 2016. It's now threatening several homes in the area. Located just west of Loch Ree, Loch Funchina has swelled from 600 acres to over 1,300 acres in 6 years. Now, there has been extensive remedial work, but locals fear that a bad winter could wipe out their homes and a lot of farmland, as well as poisoning both Loch Funchina and Loch Ree. I'm joined by Lawrence Fallon, who's a local farmer and an independent Roscommon County Councillor. Lawrence, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, explain this reason for the lake expanding, because the lake would normally drain naturally. What's gone wrong?
Well, it's very difficult to know what's gone wrong. The lake, as you say, should normally drain naturally, and in so doing, it allowed a lot of rare plants and nesting grounds to become available for the plants to grow and the birds to nest. Since 2015, the lake has began to behave erratically, and it is now, as you say, twice the size it normally should be. We've just come through the driest winter ever, and it is still 2 metres above what should be its high winter level. Granted, it's a metre lower than last year, but had we a normal winter last winter, I have no doubt we would have at least 4 families and 4 farmyards move from their properties due to flooding.
Now, there has been some investigation as to what might be causing the blockage to the natural draining channel of this lake, and this would be some sort of blockage maybe way downstream.
Well, I presume it's a combination of things. There may be some blockage. It could be anywhere between Roscommon and between Loch Ree or Loch Funchina and Loch Ree, so it's impossible to say where it is. There is also the possibility that rain patterns have changed and we're getting much heavier rain, which means rather than soaking into the ground, a lot more rain is making it to the 5 rivers or streams that flow into Loch Funchina. And bear in mind, there is no river out of it. It only emerges through gully holes or limestone caverns. So the only solution as we see it is very clearly to take a small quantity of water from the top of the lake to allow it to get back down to its natural level. And after that, it may regulate itself. We were 70%
there. You're suggesting, though, that there is an accumulation of water over the years that has rested there, and if you remove that accumulation of water by pumping it down, that maybe you'd get back to steady state at a lower level.
That would just recur.
If there's a blockage, wouldn't the next time we have a sequence of heavy rainy winters, it would just fill back up again?
Absolutely, and that's why we need an overland pipe to remove the surplus water on the other case when we get a number of very wet years together. And that's what we were attempting to do. We have the pipe 70% in. It will be taking some water directly to Loch Ree and restoring the lake with natural beauty. The SAC would flourish again, but more importantly, the 2 villages that are under constant threat would have a bit of normality restored to them.
So 70% in, why have you not been able to complete the 30%?
Pipe is 70% installed because of a 3-kilometre pipe. We were taken to the High Court by Friends of the Irish Environment, who maintained that we didn't go through the right procedures to achieve what we wanted to achieve, despite the fact that we were using legislation that is on the statute books in Ireland. And I suppose that has thrown up the situation where we're in total confusion legally nowadays, because we have Irish law and European law in conflict with each other, and they have not been harmonised. The other point I would make is that we appear to have no emergency powers whatsoever now to save people from being evicted, to save habitats from being destroyed. And until we get that, we're in a perilous state with regard to the lives of people and with regard to how we can protect our especially areas of conservation.
I have a statement from the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage, and it's all about, you know, special area of conservation that is Loch Funchina, and it says it's slow to drain, typically every 4 to 5 years. It doesn't get a chance to reset its flood pattern each year. As a consequence, it hasn't drained since the 2016 flood. But then they go on to say that the de-designation of Loch Funchnas SAC or any Natura 2000 site is not one the government can take in isolation, but would require ratification by the DG Environment of the European Commission and would have to be based on scientific grounds. I'm not sure I get this, because if Loch Funchnas was an SAC and it has now changed dramatically in 5 or 6 years, you'd imagine that special area of conservation is actually being damaged by what's happening.
I would say you're 100% correct. If the assessment was being done now, it certainly would not be designated as an SAC. But I would think there is something even more serious than that. The fact that it was an SAC and the state watchdog looking after it, which would be the National Parks and Wildlife, who were the protectors of it for 50 years and advised me occasionally how we should protect it as a farmer, they have abdicated the responsibility, in my opinion, and they should now be proposing the best options to restore the SAC to its natural beauty, because there's absolutely no doubt we have destroyed the SAC by allowing it to remain flooded for 5 years. There are trees 50 years old and 100 years old that are now dead because of submerged water. All the rare plants are dead. The feeding birds have gone, and the nesting birds have gone as well. So we have totally destroyed the SAC by allowing the water to remain built up in it. Everything Roscommon County Council was doing was, first of all, helping
and
families.
Just to clarify, Lawrence, they said you didn't go through the proper mechanisms, but in terms of objections to this pipeline that would take the surplus water whenever it might arise in the now and into the future, are there objections to it on, you know, sightly grounds, or are people saying it might increase the level in Loch Ree? Although that's such a big lake, I can't imagine it would have much effect on Loch Ree. But still, I mean, what are what is the nature of the objections to that pipeline?
Well, the first point is you're quite right. It would have no impact on Loch Ree. It's 27 times bigger than, smaller than Loch Ree. So if by some magic we could take a meter off it instantly and drop it into Loch Ree, it would raise it by 44 millimetres. In any event, that would take 60 days. So it'd have no impact in Loch Ree. I can assure you that every farmer downstream from the Turlough has been more than helpful by giving their land to allow the pipe to go in. There may be some individual objections locally. I'm not aware of them. The objections that we have got are from people who, under my understanding, live at least 150 kilometres away from the Turlough. But the thing that annoys me the most is an organisation claiming to be the friends of the Irish environment, by their action, are destroying the environment. And that's the contradiction I see.
Yeah. And finally, Lawrence, the impact on local people. I mean, there has been an elevation of roads and things like that to stop the roads being flooded. So is it fair to say that someone could be going out their gate and they'd have to climb up to the road from their boundary?
There are a number of gateways already blocked, and people have to make alternative exits from their houses. But I think to understand the magnitude of the suffering that's going on, we have a young farmer who is just 30 years of age, who is investing heavily in his farm, and he is at the lowest level, so his house will be the first to flood. There's one already destroyed and gone, but the second one is his. Every 2 hours for the last 3 or 4 winters, he has got up to check a pump at night to make sure that his house isn't flooded, because if the pump went off, his house would automatically flood. There are a number of other people who are watching the wind, because if the waves were to come in the wrong direction, their houses would flood. There are a number of farmyards that could be underwater, which would cause hardship to the farm, but would cause pollution to the lake as well. So we're on a knife edge. We're holding the lake back. We're holding 1,300 acres of lake back by just raising a road. It's not sustainable. If we get another wet winter or 2 wet winters, this will all be lost, and then we're into a whole new pollution situation.
Yeah, and much more expensive remedial situation, I would suspect. Lawrence, thank you very much for talking to us. Lawrence Fallon, he's a local farmer and an independent Roscommon County councillor, talking about Loch Funchnas.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.